Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in the book of Psalm, chapter number 100, verse number 4, where the Bible says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be ye thankful unto him, and bless his name." The Apostle Paul, writing under the inspired pen to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2, says, "I exhort there first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." Instructions given that's a regular part of our communications with God is that giving of thanks. Hebrews says in chapter 13, "By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." We started Monday with an acrostic of the word thankful, "Be ye thankful." And we said we ought to be thankful that he is the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me," in John 14:6. And then on Tuesday we said that we're thankful that he is holy. Isaiah chapter number 6. The Bible tells us about seraphims. A seraphim that each had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." We are thankful that he is holy. Well, he is also almighty. The Revelation declares that there were four beasts, each had six wings. They were full of eyes, they rested not day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." We're thankful that he is almighty, omnipotent God. Yesterday we talked about, we're thankful that he was a Nazarene. You see, the scripture says that he would be called a Nazarene. And Nazareth was a low place, and it showed the condescension of the Savior to be born in a town of a less than a pure reputation. And so we're thankful under the letter N that he was a Nazarene. Today, let's look at the letter K. I'd like to say I'm thankful that he is my King. I'm thankful that he is the King. I'm thankful that he is the King of Kings. The Bible says in the book of the Revelation, chapter 19, verse number 14, "And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." By the way, that's you and I. That's the saints. Someone said, "Oh, you can't prove that." Look at the book of Jude. 10,000s of his saints on those horses again. And the scripture says, verse 15, "And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron." Of course, this is talking about the millennial reign, when Christ will set up residence upon the earth for 1,000 years and set in that seat of David. And the scripture says, "And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God." And then the Bible tells us in verse number 16 of Revelation 19, "And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings," all capital letters, "and Lord of Lords." I'm glad to report to you that he is the King. But I'm more grateful to report to you that he is my King. And I'm glad to report to you that he is the King of Kings. There have been great kings who have sat on thrones and ruled great kingdoms in days gone by. But I cannot tell you, there is coming the King of Kings, and the Bible says not only the King of Kings, but also in all caps, "and the Lord of Lords." And that puts to rest all of the different aspects of the gods of this world and the gods of other religions. Can I tell you, he's the Lord of all. He's the Lord of Lords, and he's the King of Kings. And the knee of every king that's ever lived on this planet will someday bow their knee in the presence of our King. I'm glad and thankful that he's my King. Is he your King? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, help us, I pray, to be thankful in our hearts, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.